I will lean close or far.
So we took what you said yesterday as maybe a step toward the optimistic side. Is it maybe not that way?
It could be, and it could not be.
Yeah.
I'm just, I mean, that's, where's, see what you started? Man, that was me and, it was me and you, and look what you started.
Practice.
Can I ask you this? I mean, is it important for you to get this thing done quicker, sooner, the sooner the better? Is it like a thing that's, I want this thing to get done, you know?
I'm just trying to practice and perform at a high level, regardless if the deal is done or not. Seriously, honestly, that's me. Whether a deal is done in the making or not in the making, I'm going to be out here practicing, playing hard, trying to give our team the best chance to win, period.
Is this weighing on you a little bit?
What, you guys?
This, dealing with this whole thing, you've been facing these questions for a year now.
No, it's not weighing on me. The fact that it's a question that is constantly asked, it's weighing on me.
But is this also an exciting time looking forward to a new deal? You've got a big smile on your face.
It could be an exciting time. I always have a smile on my face. Do I not? Okay, I'm just checking. Nothing has changed. Lori. Man.
Hey, Greg, when the Packers drafted you, do you ever think that you would be one of the leaders in the locker room where you are right now, where the guys look at you as being one of the leaders?
I would have to say yes, just because of my mentality, my mindset, my work ethic, the way I go about my business. I'm not a me guy. I've never been a me guy in anything I've done. I always try to put the team first, and I think with putting the team first, knowing the potential of play that I could put out there for my team, then the individual acknowledgments, so to speak, or accolades will start to come. And being a leader is a great role. I'm not trying to be the leader. I feel like the quarterback is the leader, you know, but there are other guys that play leadership roles on teams. So I want to be looked upon as a leader and a positive leader at that.
Greg, talking about the team-first approach, the way you approach the offseason, you've basically been here for everything, right?
Yes.
Some guys in a contract situation don't take that approach. Who understands why? It's a business, you have to use leverage. But why have you taken your approach?
I got 1 year on my contract left. So until next year, until that year is up, then I'm in a contract situation. But other than that, I'm going to play ball, regardless if we get a deal done or not. And this is me being honest. Gonna play ball. I'm not the holdout type of guy. I said that before. So it is what it is.
Do you think about the collective bargaining agreement and what might happen if there's nothing new done? Does that weigh on the idea of making a deal at this point?
If you take what I talked to Lori about, you would already have that answer.
Greg, you're a pretty easygoing guy. But you also know what high regard the organization places on you, has for you. So does that make it kind of easier to be patient and just kind of let the process play out?
Yeah, I mean, I have no control over it. As I mentioned to Lori. Lori, don't leave. As I it's not hard to be patient. I've waited this long. There's no sense of me rushing things now. So good things come to those who wait.
Like T-shirts.
Ha ha!